Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Monday, 15 December 2025. The news is read by Rutendo Shinzara. Here are the news headlines. President Nelson Chamisa warns against extending Mnangagwa's term. Villagers skeptical of Auxilia Mnangagwa Health Expo. Government orders audit of BIM program. And now for the news in detail. President Nelson Chamisa has dismissed the claims that he is abandoning the political struggle, warning the ZANU-PF government against attempts to extend Emmerson Mnangagwa's term. Speaking at a presidential charity dinner in Harare on Saturday night, President Chamisa said his mandate comes from the people and he will not walk away from the struggle. He promised to build what he called an unstoppable movement, saying mobilization and re-strategizing are already underway. He warned that extending Mnangagwa's tenure would threaten the constitution, adding that the people are the real government and should not be underestimated. Let's hear him as he speaks.
Morgan Tsvangirai did his bit. We're together, he never let you down. And because Morgan did his bit, I'll have to do my bit. And I'm saying Morgan to my father, but that is the name that is known in heaven. It's my predecessor, Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai, ran his race. He never betrayed people. Not one day. And that's why you see them scared, even when we are silent. For the past 2 years, I've not uttered a word. But every day, I dominate their minds. Thank you, ZANU-PF, for allowing me to live in your head rent-free. Hey, what day? I'm a spokesperson. Angu. Wakatutakura ne mukadzi. Unondiziva ini. Ini nemadira ndeita kwa gutu. Woti ndatakura kuenda kunu. Ini. Ipuwe mushe. Be rest assured that whatever I do and if I have not told you, is because I consider it not materially relevant. But if it is materially relevant, I will tell you. When I get tired, I'll tell you. When I feel I can't take it anymore, I'll tell you. But as far as I'm concerned, I have the energy, I have the power, I have the commitment to go forward. And God willing, we are going to win it. God does not allow a person to suffer the way we have suffered. And we have suffered. We have suffered. But I know one thing. When we have suffered the way we have suffered, God will remember us. All He wants is our obedience to Him. And to look unto Him. So yes, I acknowledge our business people here.
Wange Central MP Daniel Malokele has thanked attendees of Saturday's annual charity fundraising dinner, calling the event an overwhelming success. Malokele acknowledged that this year has been particularly challenging for many Zimbabweans and urged continued support for President Nelson Chamisa in his efforts to lead the country toward a new great Zimbabwe. Let's hear more from him.
Very wonderful meeting. I thought I was the only one coming here, but there was a huge turnout. I've been attending the charity dinner. for several years now, but this is the largest. And it shows that people have got confidence, they have got faith in the vision and leadership of Advocate Nelson Chamisa. We are so excited about the success of this current event, and we pray that as it's going to be here, it brings hope to the people of Zimbabwe. We are tired of this life we are living in Zimbabwe. We need a new Zimbabwe for everyone. A government that is not for a few people, but a government for everyone. And we are going to support Advocate Nelson Chamisa as we look forward to a new Zimbabwe. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
A recent health expo in Kakora Village, Mashonaland Central, organized by Auxilia Mnangagwa, has left residents skeptical. Officials handed out pamphlets promoting cancer screenings and preventive care at Maria Teresa Clinic, but villagers say the clinic still lacks medicine, staff, and reliable emergency transport. One resident said talking about prevention is great, but it won't stop a fever if the clinic has no drugs. Civic groups describe the expo as a cosmetic exercise, a one-day event that looks good on camera but does little to solve long-standing shortages in rural health care. The government has ordered an audit into the Basic Education Assistance Module, BEAM, following reports that the program is being manipulated to benefit the well-off instead of vulnerable pupils. Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube says Cabinet has agreed on the audit. Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Primary and Secondary Education has raised concern over delayed disbursements, warning that schools' operations are being affected. Opposition MPs are calling for BEAM to be administered through the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. The Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe says pharmacies may soon be required to publicly disclose medicine prices and stock levels as a condition for licensing. This follows the launch of Medicines Availability and Price Transparency Platform. MCAZ warns that failure to comply could result in loss of licenses once the current pilot phase ends. The Catholic Church has launched a nationwide campaign against the proposed Medical Services Bill, accusing some senators of accepting bribes to support legislation that could legalize abortion. The church says thousands of Zimbabweans were not consulted and has submitted both physical and online petitions to the parliament. Former ZANU-PF legislator Joseph Chinotimba has reignited debate within the ruling party over the use of money and gifts to gain political support ahead of the 2028 succession race. In a video circulating online, Chinotimba criticizes what he calls the flaunting of wealth by individuals aligned to powerful factions. Questions are also being raised over the attempted co-option of businessman Tungwarara into the ZANU-PF Central Committee. Reports claim he may not be a registered voter or party member. Buhera South MP Tafadzwa Mugwadi has publicly questioned Tungwarara's party credentials, adding to the growing controversy. In economic news, National Tyre Services Limited will delist from the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange on December 31, 2025, after shareholder and regulatory approval. The move follows a ZIG 121 million loss over the year ended March 2025, with the company citing high costs, low trading activity, and power outages that cut production and revenues. NTA says delisting will give it greater flexibility to survive the tough economic environment. Chilonga Bridge in Chirezi has been allocated ZIG 30 million in the 2026 national budget. Chirezi Central MP Ropa Fadomakumire says the allocation is insufficient for meaningful construction, with analysts warning the amount may only cover initial site works. In news from local communities, Women Empowered Organization, Women Evolve, has highlighted the importance of financial independence in reducing gender-based violence. Members met in Chinoy on Saturday for a high tea and prize-giving ceremony honoring women who excelled in business, savings, and personal growth. The group says economically empowered women are better able to make decisions, speak out, and break cycles of abuse. An inmate at Bedbridge Prison, Hulisani Mudau, has visited his home in Shawafusle, Ward 5, as part of the Zimbabwe Prison and Correctional Services Rehabilitation Program. Mudau has appealed for forgiveness and acceptance from his family and community ahead of his release in 2 weeks. Village head Daniel Mudau welcomed the move, saying it supports successful reintegration. More than 100 elder people and persons with disabilities in Goromonzi district have received early Christmas food hampers from Prospect Lithium Zimbabwe. Traditional leaders praised the company for supporting vulnerable families and investing in community development projects. In international news, fighting between M23 rebels and the Congolese army has left Uvira and surrounding areas scarred by violence in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Residents fleeing the clashes say civilians were caught in crossfire with bombs killing several people along escape routes. M23 has now taken control of Uvira, the last major government stronghold in South Kivu, after the fall of Bukavu. The city remains tense and largely deserted, despite a U.S.-brokered peace agreement signed last week by Congo and Rwanda. Regional officials report more than 400 people killed and around 200,000 displaced, as the conflict moves closer to Burundi, raising fears of wider regional instability.